All right, guys, we back at it again, man. You already know what it is. This is that You Heard podcast. I'm Ben. That's my big brother, Joe. What's popping, Joe?
Hey, nothing, man. New week, same shit. You know what I mean?
All right, man, we got some shit we got to talk about. Let's get into this intro.
Welcome to the You Heard podcast.
I'm hurt, dog.
Ben and Joe break down all things Miami Hurricanes football.
Don't ask me if I'm all right. Hell no.
From hot topics to pre- and post-game analysis.
Joaquin said dominate, and we not doing it.
You heard.
I put my heart in this shit, dog. All
right, man. We are back at it again, man. We got a lot of topics to get into, man. But first and foremost, cheers, my brother. Another episode in the books, man. We about to do this thing.
No doubt.
Hey, man, listen. Let's start with something we were just watching before we came online.
Okay.
So we were talking about the recruitment process, right? We were talking and the commitments, right? We just saw Marcellus Pulliam or Pullum.
Yep. Pulliam, yep.
Commit to the U.
Just throw up that U.
Yeah. So you were saying we were watching it live and you said, yo, I don't know if I like how they do the hat junk.
Yeah.
So tell me, I'm going to tell you my thoughts on it and you tell me your thoughts on it. Why does it bother you?
So the thing with him is he wasn't disrespectful with it.
Okay.
That's the part I don't really care for. You know what I mean? When you got a hat and you take it and then you throw it or you stomp on it or whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
What he did, he just picked up, like first he picked up a Georgia Tech hat. He was like, nah, he put it back down. Then he picked up another hat. Then he had a Louisville hat and he was pondering that for a minute.
Gotcha.
And then he put it down and then he picked up the Miami hat. So that's cool with me. You know what I mean? You know, I'm an old school cat, man. You know what I mean? So yeah. I prefer you just do your thing and move on. You know what I mean? On some Carmani type, you know, like we said.
Yeah.
But just the disrespectful part of it. He wasn't, Mr. Pulliam wasn't disrespectful. So I'm cool with it, you know, but
when
they get disrespectful, that's when I have a problem. There's no problem with having fun, though. You know what I mean? You got all your people there. He had a good time. So
Shout out to Marcellus, man, coming to the U, making that commitment off of one of our worst seasons in school history, dedicating himself to the hard work that's about to happen, man, because we know these coaches and we know Mario don't play around.
Yeah.
The part that I was going to tell you is, like, I get you. I feel you on the disrespect, like the stomping on it and being disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I thought that linebacker that committed to Alabama, I thought that was a little shade to Tennessee.
The Friday joint,
right? Because it was see the outline of Tennessee, and it's like, nah, man, Alabama. I was like, damn, dog, like you had to do it like that, like with the whole edit and everything.
Yeah.
But I always think, like, man, like think about being like you would know best, right? Like your son had to committing to a big time program, so like these kids only have that spotlight and that decision once in their life. Right, like if they ever make it to the league, they don't have an option of doing that. They get drafted.
Yeah.
So they're gonna play how they think they want to play it.
No doubt.
I loved it and I got hyped up. You're like, yo, man, calm down. Like, I just love the energy that his family gave.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was a cool part.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Mm-hmm. That's definitely cool, man. That's definitely cool. But I'm from the you know, the thought of don't burn no bridges, man. You know what I mean? Let's say you pick up an Auburn hat and you throw it away or you put it in the trash or you know we in the transfer portal era.
Yeah.
Let's say it don't work out at Miami.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You still got Auburn hair when you was respectful. Mm-hmm. You know what I had my son do is reach out to all the coaches that recruited him before he committed to Miami. Like, yo, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think we don't know, like your son doing that, shout out to him, man. That's a good move. Like facing, like having those uncomfortable conversations with the coaches that he's not going to commit to.
Facts.
That's some shit. I like that.
Yeah.
Facts. You got to. Yeah, man. Like, I just, bro, like, look, I just like the energy that these kids get to have in that moment, right? Mm-hmm. And the other thing is I'm pretty soon we'll be seeing the transfer portal commitments, right? Like all we see now is like a tweet or a graphic. Like I'm pretty sure next is gonna be the videos coming off of that.
Transfer you know portal, I mean? Like, video commits.
Yeah, son, all day. You already know. Like, you'll see, like, one, like, an edit from, like, a say, Mitchell Agudé, right? You see him making a sack in a UCLA uniform. Next, you see him standing up in a U uniform. Yeah. Like, that shit will go hard. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that, yeah, that would land really well, man. But, yeah, man, look, this was a crazy week, bro. Like, we, you know what I'm saying? We do this when we can. We try to catch up, bro. But the first thing I wanted to talk about, because that just happened, so that's just like breaking news.
Us just happened. To, Marcellus, like, man.
He threw up that
you, baby. You out here, baby.
That's yes. It's, I'm proud of him that he did the whole hand you. Like, I can't stand him like, well, one person does, so they don't connect it, or they or like, man, like, come on, man, you gotta practice, you gotta know what you're doing.
Yeah.
All right, man. This was my for me. This was my most shocking news of the week. Right here, man. TVD and Jake back. I we talked about it last podcast. Yeah. I had them both leaving.
You had them both bouncing, right? I think I had one or the other. Leaving.
Yeah, you had one or the other.
I think I had TVD leaving, matter of fact.
Yeah, and you had Jake staying because how are you gonna have a true freshman and then transfer portal with the whole Gaddis thing if he's still here, which we'll get into that a little later.
Yeah,
but yeah, man, what was your first reaction? Because this news dropped Thursday, both of them. You got word Thursday that both of them were staying.
Yeah, so my first thought was we're getting a new OC. That's the first thing I thought when I heard both of them was coming back, because like we talked about privately, man, I think TVD's camp, both TVD and Jake, both of them are smart, and the people they have in their corner are smart.
Facts.
And I don't think if they were coming back to the same situation that they would be so eager to come back. Just my opinion, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and so, like what they could have done, right, was say that they're going in the transfer portal and then still come back, right? Like put the threat out there and use that power move. And they're like, nah, man, we ain't even playing no game. So they had a conversation with somebody.
Yeah, probably Mario obviously or Alonzo, the head coach, you know what I mean? Yeah,
Mario and Alonzo in the room.
Pretty much assured them that he would bring some talent in to make sure that this don't happen again, and we're gonna change some things up. So
yeah, and then
TBD and Jake.
Yeah, I guess I found this so surprising because, like, first I'll say shout out to them because they show that they're dedicated to this rebuilders program, and they came for life because they could have easily left and like, yo, man, I need a better situation. I gotta think about myself. Yep. So they're real team players. So I'm not gonna question them on that. You know what I mean? Where, like, I would, like, reactionary games where, like, the Middle Tennessee State game where TVD just didn't have it and had terrible body language. I was like, yo, does he really want to be here? Which was on the eve or a couple of days after him saying that, like, I like playing road games because the crowd is there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a lot. It was like, yo, what's going on? Where's your energy at? So for him making that decision really shows that he's dedicated. And that he definitely had a conversation with Mario. It was like, yeah, man, look. He's gonna be leaving here soon. You know what I mean? He's gonna be bouncing possibly to another program. You know what I mean? Like, we can't have, like, for them both to come back. The thing that's so surprising that they both came back is because then Jake is it gonna be like an open competition, or does TVD have the spot? You know what I'm saying? Like, for Jake to be like, all right, I'll come back and be second string again, the number two guy, does that mean he's going to have the number one spot next year? You know what I mean? Like, what's
I think that has to be it. I think Jake is not in a rush. You know what I mean? Obviously, man. The word is that he loves Miami, no doubt. Whether it be the Miami life, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or, you know, whether it be – I'm sure he loves it all. And – again, you never know what type of opportunity you're gonna get, right? You know what I mean? He was thrusted into action several times, so you never know. You know, he'll definitely get his shot, I'm sure.
Yeah, man. And I wanted to talk about something. I was watching Manny Navarro on with Big O, right? And they were talking about this season and what it was. And Big O said this is the worst season that he's ever seen, right? Of the Hurricanes, and I can't disagree with him. And we've talked about it before, and it actually is funny because, like, they said, I don't know if they listened to our show, but they said the same thing that we said, is like there was a huge disconnect between, and it's not like breaking news. I think we've all had that opinion, right? Like,
no doubt.
They had this huge disconnect from the coaches to the players. Oh. And Manny said almost exactly what I said. It was like, yo, when you walk into the room as a grown man, as a coach, and be like, and tell your players, yo, you suck. You costing me my job. You know what I mean? Like, and they only hear that, and they never, like, and they never answer to that. It's a problem in teaching, and it's a problem in the culture in the locker room, right? Because nobody goes, hey, man, y'all need to shut the fuck up. We gonna work. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, no player stood up till the end of the year, which happened to be a sophomore in Cam Kitchens.
Right.
Like, there was no upperclassmen that were like, yo, man, now we're embarrassed right now. That part never happened. And I think the coaching telling them that they suck, right? If that's what they told them per Manny Navarro, if that's what they told them, that's terrible teaching. Like, you never built these kids back up. You just shit on them the whole season.
Yeah. And I don't know if, you know, we definitely don't know what the case is in the locker room. We don't know what's going on in the building, but the sense that I've gotten, or I had throughout the course of the year, is that I don't want to say that the coaches like gave up, but that this year was kind of a wash. You know what I mean? And they was gonna start fresh next year. And that's what I felt watching the team, watching some of the decisions that were made in game, personnel decisions.
Yeah.
I just felt like they were like, you know, once they saw after Middle Tennessee, I just felt like it was just a, you know, let's get out of here. We'll start fresh next season.
So when I was listening to that, like when I have like an idea or like something I want to say, or like when somebody's saying, I was like, yeah, man, I want to remember to say this. Like, and they're talking on the show, is like, they're saying like, oh, this season was a wash and Manny goes up. Well, what if they were like, would have been like a bad 8-4? Like that year, the year Manny Diaz went like 9-3. Right, but that wasn't like a lucky, strong 9-3.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like a 1 point
last minute wins and all.
Yeah,
that,
like it wasn't like we were showing out. It was just the ball bounced the right way. Yeah. Kind of similar to that 10-0 year, right? Like that 10-0 year. Then we lost the last three. That was there was ugly games against Georgia Tech in there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Except for those the two times that Miami looked like the Miami we knew was Virginia Tech and Notre Dame, right?
Yeah.
But they're talking about it and. I think what we need to remember too is, and we talked about it before, like after that hard fought A&M game, right? And they lost, and the team never responded, right? They were never like, oh, look, we can show a better effort.
After
like,
that,
at some point, like I go back and forth with this shit, right? Like, it's like Pong, like I'm bouncing back and forth. Like, the team never had a leader to like galvanize them and lead them when they were like depending on the coaches to do them. And that just shows, like, we're acting like this team never loses back-to-back games. It's kind of who they've been for the last, you know what I'm saying, 20 years. So maybe the coaches needed to see how they responded to adversity. It was like, oh, they're not even going to try. Like, like we talked about it, if you can't get a yard against Middle Tennessee State, that's not Gattis. That's not Mario. Yeah. That's not anybody else but them players. Yeah. So that has to go into it, too. So it has to be a burn-it-down situation at that point.
So it's
wild, man. I really do go back and forth, because like as they're making the argument for the other, I can have the counter to be like, it's almost like the chicken or the egg, you know what I mean? Like,
we know it's both. It's definitely not all, and the important thing is that Coach Cristobal knows it's both, you know what I mean? Because I was, you know, I posted some comments he had about changing the coaching approach, because what works elsewhere may not work here. You know what I mean? That's very important. Like, man, in anything, everybody is different. Everybody learns different. Everybody blossoms at different times. Mm-hmm. Everybody runs different. Everybody catches. Everybody's different, man. You have to be able to appeal and reach everybody.
Yep.
You have to. That's what makes you great. That's what makes a great coach, That's what makes a great teacher. That's what makes a great supervisor. That's what makes a great spouse. You got to be able to reach the other people, the other people in the building. You gotta be able to do that. So that's my point when I speak about the adults in the building. It's not blaming the coaches fully. It's that regardless of who you have, man, you're not going to have all elite talent. You're not Bama right now. You're not going to have all elite talent. You're
not Georgia. You're
not Georgia. No. Right. Mm-mm. You're not Ohio State. You're not going to have 100% elites. So are you telling me we're not going to be able to win unless we have all elite talent? That's not cool. Like, what?
No.
Like, you have a $8 million coach whose calling card really is being able to reach people. That's his thing, because he's not an offensive coordinator. He's not a defensive coordinator. He's an O-line coach. So his job and his calling card is that my O-line is going to be the truth, and I'm going to be able to get these kids to buy in. That's his thing. And I'm going to recruit my ass off. You know what I mean? So, and we all knew, and we all said in the beginning, he's going to go as far as his coordinators.
Yep.
You know what I mean? If you got good coordinators, great elite coordinators, it's going to be great. But if you miss, then we're going to have problems. And I think we missed.
We can say however we want it, but we kinda missed. He missed. Yeah, we didn't miss. I didn't hire him. I didn't even know they were on the table when he hired him. Like, I'm acting like I was like, yo, I was in the room. Like, Mario, I don't know if Kevin Steele's the guy, man. I don't know if that's a good call.
Both sides, we know that they weren't first choices. Like, they could say they could front like they were. No, they weren't first choices. Stop fronting.
Yeah.
I think Gattis was third, fourth, at maybe. Best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a couple guys out there that I hope come on down here and let's see what happens. I mean, we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. Now, with all that meaning, like, and talking about reaching out to these kids, like, how is it? Like, look, off-season champs is not a real thing. Like, people put that on us because, you know, I mean, all the shit talking. Yeah, we get hype, man. We fans. This is what we do. We overreact to every single player we get. It's what we do. Yeah. Like, I was getting hype for Marcellus or Mr. Pullum earlier, or Pulliam. I'm gonna figure out how to have that, and then one day we're gonna have him on the show. And now I'm gonna ask him how to pronounce his last name, so I make sure I get it right.
Yeah, hell yeah!
But man, look, it's I guess this off season, I've been a little bit more hyped about it, not because of the players that we're getting, just like the message. You for us as fans, we're so in the weeds of this shit that we think nobody's gonna commit to us, man. We just went 5-7. We're not gonna pull nobody, and to think that we're in the conversation for these big boys, you know what I mean? We got a Brandon Ennis and a Mark Fletcher now pushing their recruitment back to February. They're not going to commit it. Late signing day, which is crazy because Ennis was all Ohio State. So was, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was a fact because we know Brian Hartline's going to get that Cincinnati job on Monday. Like, that's just what it is. Or probably after the playoff if they get put in there tomorrow, which they probably will.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, Joe, look, you've been following this team longer. I'm getting better, like, into the weeds and learning deeper about this team and how things work and all the idiosyncrasies of it. Mm-hmm. But man, have you seen a recruiter at this level? Like, I don't even know, like, what message he's telling these kids to bring them here. Like, after seeing what we saw on the field, right?
And
everything, like, yo, man, you hired a bad offensive coordinator. You know what I mean? The things didn't click. How's he going into these living rooms and what is he telling these kids when the product we saw on the field as fans is iffy at best, and he's flipping kids from the number two program in the country. Like, what?
Yeah. I think what always is going to hold true, what always is going to get people to rock with you is the relationships. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's built relationships that stand the test of time. And he keeps it a buck all the time. Like, what I hear from these young men is that, and the families, is that there's no coach speak. You know when a coach is trying that coach speak. You know what I mean? Like
that Bill Belichick.
Come on, man. Keep it a buck with me. Let me know. And Coach Cristobal keeps it a buck. It's the authenticity and the relationships. That's what it is, man. Cats like Brandon Ennis is like, yo, I hear from Coach Cristobal every single day. He don't stop.
Nope.
He don't stop. Relentless. You know what I mean? I was hearing stories of, you know, cats hearing from this dude at 11:30 at night. You know what I mean? Or, you know, 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning, you know, with the Collins situation. I read the story about them, you know, Collins' mother's sick or whatever, and they, you know, they're there, you know, and that's going to win out most of the time.
Yeah. Yo, prayers up to Collins' moms, you know what I'm saying, and his family, hopefully.
Family, everything, yeah.
Yeah, prayers up for that, man. Hope everything's well and she's strong and she's fighting. I heard that like Manny Navarro earlier said it, that I was the same shit, like that Collins hasn't seen his mom, hasn't seen his family in like 4 years because they're in Ghana and he came over here to play ball and like and just find a better life like that. Listen, man, like I have a strong belief in that immigrant mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like you're going to outwork everybody in the room.
Yeah.
And for him, for to be able to flip a 4-star defensive end, 6'8", 260 pounds now probably, because Monday he was 250. He's 18 years old. He's probably 260 by now. I mean, like that's easy.
Yeah.
When I saw that, I was like, yo, how the fuck is he doing this? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to like get guys that are uncommitted and you're on the graphic, right? Like you're on the table and you put the hat on. Yeah. But you're committed to the number two program in the country and you're coming. And there's chances that your best friend Enal Etta is coming.
Yeah.
Because the depth that he recruits at and the vision that he has is what gives me like patience. You know what I mean? Like, but I also like can't believe it. There's that part of it where like, how are you even in the room when we weren't even in the building before? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like they wouldn't even let us in that practice because we offended a coach. You know what I mean? Like previous regimes offended a coach because some shit he said, you know what I mean? That got back to the coach. Like now we're like, hey man, I'm, like, this guy's mended those relationships in 11 months.
Yeah. Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I've always said I'm not worried about recruiting at all. No. Like, that's the one thing I was never worried about with him. And I figured it was going to be even at a more ridiculous level because he's actually here now. He's not trying to get kids to go all the way across the country to Oregon. Yep. You know what I mean? Regardless of the Oregon facilities and their uniforms, you're trying to get a Florida kid or a Georgia kid to go all the way to Oregon. And he did get some, but now you here. You're in the hotbed. You know what I mean? Imagine, all right, we was 5-7.
Yep.
Imagine we was 7-5, son. Even 7-5.
Yep.
Going to a bowl and looking competent on offense.
Just improving. Just improving.
Just looking competent. It would have been more crazy. It's already crazy right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, when the results are wins, it's going to be... Yikes.
What? Yikes. He's got to be telling these kids, like, he keeps it a buck, right? He's got to be telling kids, like, yo, man, you coming in and you coming in to work. I'm not here to hold your hand. I'm here to put you in the league. You come here with the right mentality or you'll, like, he's got to keep it up or you'll be gone. Like, it's just like, this is a business. I'm here to teach you how to be a great player. Like, the kids that are committing now, right? Like, our class hasn't shaken, right? There's like whispers, and I hear different little shit about Malik Bryant. Malik Bryant don't talk. He just gonna show up on, you know what I mean, early and just walk. I'm like, yo, man, I'm here. Like, you're not gonna hear nothing from him. I'm not worried about that. But the kids that are committing now, and you're flipping to it, and you're committing to him, like, you can't have any questions, man. Like, you now, if you criticize, you just find an old shit to talk about. 5-7 is over. Right, that's it. 2022 season is a wrap.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Yeah, we don't have to worry. That's it. We're 2023, 2024 building now. Like, this is this is different. And I think it's going to take a lot of, like, the, how I'm going to say this without, like, the big time, like, analysis and the people who are like, oh, this isn't the way I, you know what I mean? Like, this isn't the way I'd like it to be or some shit. I mean, like, why weren't we better against Middle Tennessee State? I mean, like, we got our ass whooped against Middle Tennessee State. That's over. You know what I mean? Like, that's gone. Like, that's dead. Like, it's the worst season ever. So who gives a fuck? It doesn't, it clearly is not affecting us in recruiting. So
yeah, that's Mario me. That was me. That's me. I'm that guy. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm also that guy that lives today. Like, I'm when I speak, I'm always talking about the present time.
Yeah.
Right now, the season's over. I'm done. Like, the season's over. We on to 2023, like you just said. So that's what I'm focused on. Now, I'm not going to get gassed like usual. Yeah. I'm not going to do it.
Son, I'm going to keep it about. I wasn't gassed coming into the season. Like, I was, like, because I've seen failure too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, we get hope. Hope is a motherfucker, right? Like, hope will get you. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, we got all these players. We were 7-5. If he's just a couple more plays, you know what I mean? A couple more plays away. I don't think any of us, and I could talk about this as a blanket statement in the fan base, ever factored in the mentality of either the coaches or the kids. Right? We just thought purely resume. That's we only thought on paper. Completely forgot about the intangibles, leadership, all that shit. Right? Like, we could talk shit about Zero not wrapping up and not attacking, yada yada yada. You know what I'm saying? All that. We could talk about Blades not getting the, you know what I'm saying, being injured for 3 years of his career and never. We could do that whole fucking, we could do all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But we never thought of, yo, man, we never, I don't remember a tweet or anything, but like, yo, man, who's the leader of this team? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Who sets the tone for how practices are going to go? If it's always the coaches, then you don't have any leaders.
Sure.
If it's always the players, then you have shit coaches. Right? Like, they have to mesh together. So going into the season, I was like, yo, man, I'll see. Like, I'm not expecting much because I know we had the talent on paper. But that same talent on paper was here last year that barely won 7 games. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it wasn't like it was this huge hit where, like, oh, man, we're going to hit on everything. Like, I was happy with TVD, but I was like, I mean, I'm going to see how he do. It's like new offensive coordinator. Because I've been that dude who's like, you know, we're going fucking undefeated every year. I did that for years at a time. And it was like, you know what, man, I can't do it. Where, like, now I watch it with love and passion, but I'm not going to live in, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to live in that. I need you to prove it to me now. Like, I've gone. Like, I don't give a shit who any of these recruits are. Come on, man. I need to see something on the field. Like, I need to see something. And it's not, and I know you're a freshman coming in and all that. I get it. But I've been hurt too much. You know what I mean? Like,
we scorned in a relationship, son.
Yeah, man, like, it's not, man, you're not going to keep lying to me and gaslighting me up, bro. Like, it's not gassing me up anymore. I'm not doing it again, man. I can't. So the recruiting is crazy. He goes into these houses and these homes and has these young men and families trust him. And he's not lying to any of these kids. Like, look, man, it's going to be hard. This season is going to be hard. You're going to be young. We're going to play a lot of young players. Like, there's a bunch of young players that are going to play next year that were redshirted this year. Trevante Citizens of the world.
I can't wait to see that kid, man.
Marquise, you mentioned him on the last podcast. Marquise Williams. Yeah. You know what I mean? Kamari Rogers. All those young boys. I know Isaiah Dunson left today. Yeah. Salute to him, man. I wish you the best. Kids are going to be leaving. The kids that are staying, I'm behind them 100,000% because those dudes want to rock. Yeah. Like, they are ready. Now, this is what I wanted to ask you. We talked about it a little before. Who are the guys? What's your dream scenario for these last couple weeks of recruits as far as players?
Samson is number one.
Facts.
That's my main. Samson and Francis and Connor Lou, man. And, you know, that Frankie and, man, Tripp.
Yeah.
Antonio, you know what I mean? I think the O-line haul is incredible. But Samson rounds it out. He's my number one priority. Brandon Ennis, man. We've let that receiver talent leave the state too many times, you know. Mm-hmm. Brandon Ennis is that guy. Yeah. You know. Reuben Bain, mm-hmm. you know, I think it's if he gets away, I think that's a bad message, you know, that he leaves. Damari Brown, the corner. I think him and Carmani. Oof, man.
I'm hearing some stuff about Jakeem Jackson too, though.
I'm hearing Jakeem Jackson too, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be crazy. You know what I mean? It can be crazy. For me, it's really Samson, Bain, Damari, Ennis.
Yeah.
For me,
you don't put Fletcher on there?
Stankwan Clark, man. But
Stankwan Clark. You don't. What about Fletcher? You ain't putting Fletcher on there? You just don't feel it, huh? You think he's Florida?
I mean, as far as one, I would want him because he's a talent and he's a local talent. But at running back, I'm not really too concerned. I think we'll have a deep running back room. And for me, running back is the one position where you could come in and get busy early.
You know?
So I think we're all right in that room.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I think Citizen Kane. You know what I mean? Like, I think Citizen is.
Man, I can't wait to see him, boy.
And if Chaney can just stay healthy, man. He's got that speed that Thad didn't have, the size, Don Chaney, man.
Yeah.
Oh man, I wish all your genes and all your tendons heal up this offseason, bro. And you come back killing it, man, because we need you. You a dog, man. You a dog. I see it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that whole lineup, man. There's that part. I'm a person who never thinks we have enough talent, so I'll obviously take Mark Fletcher. So sure. him and Brandon Ennis pushing it back is not a good sign, obviously, for Ohio State.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if they're locked, because they were locked in back in, like, July or some shit with Ohio State. So if they're pushing it back, definitely means that the recruitment is open. I mean, the bank is open on the weekends with them. So,
if Heartline leaves and Brandon Ennis doesn't come, he wasn't coming. You know,
he was never coming. Like,
he was never coming, man. If that happens, and especially if you know we happen to change coaches, coordinators. Mm-hmm. And we bring in somebody, you know, like a Riley or, you know, somebody like that, and he don't come, you know, he wasn't coming.
He was never coming. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, man. That's brand. I've had zero sources, zero, you know what I mean? Like, to be like, man, just there's something about Brandon Ennis that makes you think he's that guy. Like him, I think him, Reuben Bain, and Francis, I throw Samson in there, but just those three with like Samson being like on that just a step below, and not as far as talent, but I think mentality and changing the locker room, you know what I'm saying? Like, is what the team needs. Like, they're no nonsense. Like, they're all business. Like, yo, we came here to work, man. Fuck all this other shit. Like, no. You like what Cam Kitchen says? Like, yo, man, if you don't want to be here, leave.
Yeah.
Frankie Tinelau, yo, we'll call the Uber for you. Yeah. Like, you got incoming freshmen calling out the squad. Like, if I'm a player on that team and you leaving after that, like, to me, it, you know what I mean? Like, a hit dog will holler, just like my old NCO will say.
Yeah.
You're getting called out on social media and you leaving, that's what it is, man.
Yeah.
That's what it is. All right, man. Last topic of the day. Let's get into these hot button issues, man. You are a person. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this podcast with you. You ask the questions that gets the people riled up, man. what were your questions this week that had people going crazy, bro?
What did we talk about, man? I think I asked about the transfer portal. Like, yeah. When we just discussed it, right? If we're discussing a kid leaving Miami, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, we don't know the reason. We don't know if they right. got asked
business to leave. Decisions. Yeah.
Yeah. Family. We don't know if they got asked to leave. We don't know if they just don't want to work. We don't know if, you know, they're not meshing or gelling with the coaching staff
mm-hmm.
or the people in the locker room, their teammates.
Facts.
So when you have kids trying to come in, not transferring out, but transferring in, how do we know what issues they're dealing with? How do we know what type of dog these guys are? You know what I mean?
Saying, but what's the research like on these kids?
Yeah, you know what I mean? I yeah. understand. It's just like recruiting a high school kid. You know, when you recruit a high school kid, you talk to their high school coach. You go mm-hmm. meet them. You may talk to the janitor. You may talk to one of their teachers or whatever. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, I'm an observant type of person. Fact. Those people are going to say good things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They've yeah. grown up. Most of the time, they've grown up. You're talking to their AAU coaches or 7-on-7 coaches. They've grown up with these kids.
Yep.
So they not going shit on them for the most part.
Right, right.
And right. one of my big things is that 16-year-old Joe is not the same as 20-year-old Joe who's about to yep. transfer. You know what yep. I mean? Yeah. That's a 4-year difference. So at 16, I could have been humble, shy Joe. Yeah. I went to college at Tennessee, got mm-hmm. gassed, you know, start smoking weed, whatever, whatever, yeah. and now I'm ready to transfer. So yeah. I could be a different cat. So it's just different. You know, the fans will shit on cats that's transferring out. But then yeah. embrace everybody transferring in. So I don't, they transferred out from somewhere too.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I
don't, yeah, yeah.
I'm confused.
I think, you know, and you, yeah. fuck, you're right. And I, you know what? That's a good way to phrase it because, like, I hadn't thought of it that way, right? Like, yeah. I just made that comment, like, look, man, like, you're getting called out on social media. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a reason why you're leaving. Don't know right. why we don't and that's facts. Look, I appreciate yeah. that shit because I like that way of thinking, man. I like opening my mind up with shit like that.
Yeah.
It's hey man, it's we don't know, right? And you gotta think about it. Like, let's think about our squad, right? The U. We've had 3 different offensive coordinators in mm-hmm. 4 years,
mm-hmm.
3 different defensive coordinators in 3 years, right? Because Blake was here for 2 and then
Manning and Steve.
Yeah. So Manning and Steele. So 3 in 3 years. So the transfer portal is so new. I don't even really understand how it works. You know, like I understand, like you go in the transfer portal the 5th and that whole thing. That's when you get announced by, but it's open for however long. And you got to think. So how do you even do the research on the kids leaving out of here, right? Like, cause who are you gonna call? You gonna call Kevin Steele to find out about Isaiah Dunson? Or are you gonna call? You know what Manny, I mean? Are you gonna call Manny? Manny? You know what I'm saying? Like, well, Manny's busy on his own campus with Penn State, trying to, you know what I'm saying, trying to figure that whole thing out.
Yeah.
Like, man, like it's
called DVD. You know what I mean?
Are you gonna call Blake? Like for the receivers that are leaving. You know what I mean? Keyshawn Smith. Who are you gonna call? Are you gonna call Gaddis that might be out the door, or are you gonna have to call Red Lashley? You know what I'm saying? Like. The and this is not a Miami specific program issue. Like this is we talk about assistant coaches leave all the time.
Cool.
Like they always go greener pastures, more money and experience. That's just
because
they all want to be head coaches one day. Like that's the dream for every single one of them.
Hell yeah.
So the research on it must be crazy, yeah. and it has to be a crapshoot, right? Like it has to, like you have to believe that unless you have those previous relationships, which this is where I give Mario that. Mario talks to every player. Like I don't think there's a player in the SEC, Pac-12, couple teams in the Big 12, Big 10 that haven't talked to Mario at least once if they were about that life. Exactly. Like if he sought them out, so he already has that built-in relationship. Not even talking about his previous program at Oregon, right? Like there's that big time wide receiver that's there that me and you talked it up about. Like oof, just that size. Him on the other side of Kobe Young, and you put X in the in the slot. But again, like, why is he leaving Oregon? You know what I mean? Yeah. It goes back to those same questions. And we have anybody who says they know, they're lying. Like, unless their family, you know what I mean? Like, we all of us just speculate. That's all the fuck we do. Like, hey, you ever listen to this podcast? We're just giving you our opinions. We might know some shit. We might know some shit, but that shit that we really know, we're never putting it on here. Cause that's some of y'all, none of y'all business. Like, that's none of y'all business for real. Like, we're just here to tell you how we feel about shit. But man, bro, that question you asked, you said, like, hey man, you don't know why they're leaving, and you really don't. Well, you got starting quarterbacks for Notre Dame leaving. You got starting quarterbacks for Virginia leaving.
Facts.
It's not like people just leave now to leave. Like, yo, man, I'm gonna go get this bag. I'm gonna go get a better situation.
Yeah.
So it's no longer how I even thought about it 5 minutes ago, where it was like, oh, they got a problem with the coaches. They might not just they might just want to move somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It might just be that simple. Like, yo, my girl's going to Virginia now. So I'm gonna go to Virginia if I could get that scholarship.
Yep.
So totally different world. God damn. Good question, Joe.
Yeah, and we really have no idea. Like,
none.
A fifth year senior, you know, you can kind of understand, or mm-hmm. graduate. I'm sorry, a graduating yeah. senior. He graduated already. He plays at Buffalo, so yep. he wants to come to Miami yep. to get more exposure. No
shout
doubt.
Out to KJ Osborne.
Facts, you know what I mean, yep. but. You look at the quarterback from Virginia, or you know, and I'm pretty sure that most of these guys, if they're smart, they already have a scenario in their head, or mm-hmm. they've already been talking to some other programs,
right,
to see where they fit at. You know, that yeah. that would be smart. You know, and you know, from what I'm hearing about Coach Cristobal, he wants to make sure everybody who transfers out has somewhere to go,
somewhere to land,
yeah. you know.
Yeah.
So he's gonna do his best to make sure that they land somewhere Facts. Good. And I hope that most players have built that type of relationship or are good guys to where mm-hmm. their coach will want to help them to land somewhere else. You know what yeah. I mean? So because there's like 4,000 kids in the portals, huh?
I know it's crazy.
That's ridiculous. Bro, it's like
the last was it Avengers? You know what I mean? Yeah. When they're all standing there and then you see all those portals,
back, right?
Yeah, all them cats come back and you see Chadwick Boseman walk through that.
Yeah,
bro, like everybody's going through this portal, man. People and the thing that people got to remember is like they could sit down with the coaches and be like, look, I'm thinking about leaving, right? I want to go, but they can talk to the coaches, and if the situations aren't right, they could come back, but they have to have those conversations with the coaches.
Facts.
Just because they're going to the transfer portal doesn't mean they're leaving. Like the kid from, remember that big ass offensive lineman from Georgia that took their last offseason, went down to Florida, and he was supposed to come down to us, but then he just did it to get a better NIL deal with UGA. You know what I mean? Like that's the business now. Like it's not like he didn't want to leave Georgia, right? Like he was like, yo, I'm thinking about it, maybe. Then he went down to Florida and then drove right back up to Athens. Like, it's you know what I mean? Like, it's a different life now, man. So, this kid's leaving. And shout out to Mario for that, man, for, like, having a landing spot and talking to other coaches and putting them in places instead of just being like, yo, man, there's a door.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that – like, Mario could be that guy, cold as fuck with the – you know what I mean?
That's the reason he's considered a stand-up cat. You know what I mean?
Because
I heard he does that for his staff as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not just going to outright fire somebody. You know what I mean? He'll make sure they have a landing spot. You know what I mean? He'll do his best to shop them or put them in another position. And that's dope. That's just about being a good human. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So if I'm a parent, I would want to send my kid to somebody who's a good human being. You know what I mean? But that's him. You know, that don't mean the staff, because – If we all know that, or we should know that, players spend most of the time with their position coaches, man.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They ain't spending too much time with the head coach.
No,
you know,
not at
even
all.
Though he has his hands on everything, but they're spending time with their position coach, man, the strength and conditioning coach. You know, so those guys have to be stand-up dudes just like the head coach. Everybody has to take the mentality of the head man in the building.
Mm-hmm. You know? And I think that's what Mario's issue was this year. Like, he brought in, like we talked about, it brought in too many mercenaries, and it's hard to mesh that mentality with a bunch of guys that were somewhere else on Tuesday and are here on Wednesday. You know what I mean? Like, and are here on Wednesday. In the grand scheme of it, it's hasn't even been a year that that's been put together. It takes time, and the people he needs to set the tone, set the mentality, set the expectations with staff that might not be here, that he doesn't really have familiarity with. So it was a lot. He was behind the eight ball all the way to begin with. Now, you said something earlier about the transfer portal, right? And that some players have the situation already locked up. You saw Cade McNamara, the backup quarterback for the number two Michigan Wolverines. Oh, I think they're playing right now, right? Mm-hmm. I think they're playing right now. Yeah,
they're about to play 8 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're playing right now. Yeah.
They're playing right now. So, you know what I mean? Number two team in the country. And Cade McNamara is out, and he's going to Iowa. That's the other hot topic. That's what started all the Gaddis rumors that he's about to leave. Because he coached Cade McNamara at Michigan, and he's going to Iowa. Iowa needs all the help in the world. Iowa got a sick defense, but zero offense. Like, didn't they have a game this year that they lost, like, no offensive touchdowns, no offensive score, but it was like three safeties or some outrageous shit like that.
And so, you see the receivers, they're leaving. You know what I mean? They leaving now. And it's ill because the guy went to college, but he's younger than me, but he coaches receivers at Iowa, man. So he played quarterback at my college. That's crazy. And he coaches receivers now. So
that's crazy, man. Yeah. So what you thinking? I know we talked about it, but when is that something? I know that was crazy on Twitter because I saw Locked On Kings talked about it, and other people are speculating on it. And you thinking that's why you're not seeing Gaddis in any of the recruiting pictures? Like, I haven't seen a
single. Well, they said he's on the road. I think he was there with Coach Mario at Ray Crib.
Not the road though, is it? That's
they home, right? That ain't the, that that's ain't home. The road, like, bro. Yeah. Like that,
if you ain't hop on the PJ, you ain't on the road.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I think that's overstated anyway. You know what I mean? I don't think that means anything because you know we've had coaches that been recruiting and is out of here. You know what I mean?
So, last year.
Yeah. Oh, UNC just scored on Clemson quite easily. So I don't think, you know, whatever. If he's recruiting, he's recruiting. You know what I mean? Yeah. But, yeah, if he's gone, you know, I don't think the recruiting part of it really makes a difference. You know?
Yeah, because let's think about this, right? I'm trying to think about this as we record and as we talk about it. I can't think of one offensive player that's mentioned Gaddis, right? Like, as their main recruiter.
Offensive recruit?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Can you think of one? Ray ain't talk about, you know what I mean? Like,
I haven't really seen too many interviews or them talking, but no, I haven't heard his name really at all.
I haven't seen a mention on Twitter. Yeah. Like when Cormani gave his thing, he shout out TVD, shout out DVD, gave him a shout out on Twitter. Like, I haven't seen an ad at all on that. I think that's maybe what we don't know. There's possibly beef, but miscommunication between Mario and his offensive coordinator, right? Like, if Gaddis ain't really about that recruiting life, I think we talked about it, right? If you ain't really about that recruiting life, Mario ain't gonna be with you too long. Like, you're gonna find another way. Yeah. And it ain't gonna be with Mario.
Yeah, I think to me, just the main sign is TVD coming back.
Yeah.
That's the main, that to me, that's a flag to me. You know what I mean? Like, if you're looking for signs, I think that's a huge sign.
Yeah, no, I feel you on it, man.
You know, I'm sure we'll find out when we're supposed to find out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably sometime later next week, a little bit before. You know what I mean? Because if we're looking at it for us, here's the other thing. Mario doesn't give a single of a fuck when we think he should do shit.
Obviously, he don't care about, you know, because last signing day, he wasn't in a rush to hire nobody before signing day. You know, everybody like, yo, we need coordinators in place for signing day. Apparently not. Apparently not.
You know what I mean? I think he pulled our, was our class last year before he took over, like 58th or 48th or something. Yeah, and brought it all the way up to like 10, right? Or 12 or 10, depending on the ranking. So Mario don't need nobody. Mario recruiting all these boys by himself almost, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll end up top five, you know. Yeah. But according to everybody, that shit don't matter. All them numbers don't matter, son. Top whatever don't matter.
It seems like top five don't matter as much. Top five consistently. Mm-hmm. Top four consistently is what matters, because you're not gonna hit on every five star, four star. You never know who's gonna be the next Ed Reed that you just pick up on the last. You know what I mean? No Ray Lewis. You never know who when those players are gonna happen. Yeah. But you have to stack up that talent consistently.
You got to stack it, and you have to develop it.
Yeah, there's you know there's three levels of five stars at Alabama right now. Yeah, at most positions. Every position, So if you miss on one five star that didn't, the mentality wasn't right, or tries to fight his teammates during a national championship game like that tight end did. You know what I mean? Like, you got to get that mentality right. You got to stack it up. So if you miss, there's not that many chances. Like, oh, that next five star about to hit.
Yeah.
That next five star is going to be Will Anderson. Yeah. That next five star is going to be everybody who's ever Derrick Henry behind, you know what I mean? Behind this guy, behind that guy. So you just got to keep stacking that talent up. Yeah. I think that's one thing we forget, man. That's one thing I forget. It's not about having the number one recruiting class this year like Texas A&M did, right? It's not about having that number one, number two, number three recruiting class 22, 23, 24, 25. You have to stay that consistent to be great. Because you could be a Virginia Tech back in the day that every 4 years they were great because you had all those seniors. Nah, man, I'm trying to be top 10, top five every year.
Yeah, because even like us, you know what I mean? We've had consistently at least top two in the ACC.
Yeah.
Consistent. Yeah. But we haven't developed those
None
guys.
Of it.
You know
not
what I
a
mean?
Single,
we,
not
we
a
haven't
one.
Haven't gotten the best out of those guys. You know what I mean? So, you know, we got to do that. You know, there's no doubt we're going to have talent in the building. We know that. Mm-hmm. But
let's see. That team, next year, that team's physically just going to look different.
Oh yeah.
It's going to look different.
Yeah.
It's gonna look different.
Yeah.
Amen. I got nothing else. You got anything else, Joe?
Let's get some shout outs real quick. Yo, for people who rock with energy drinks, man.
Oh, I never tried that one.
I need y'all to. This is a plant-based energy drink, man. It has zero added sugar. It has no sucralose or aspartame, none of that BS in here, man. It doesn't taste the best. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Okay, but give it a buck.
It's
give it a
good.
Buck,
it don't leave you. It's no jitters or nothing like that. You
no
know
crash,
I mean?
No nothing.
Nah, none of that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Right, it's a dope energy drink, man. Riot Energy, man. I get them at. Dang, I don't have probably Publix. Publix may have it.
Okay. Y'all got Wawa up there?
Nah, we don't got Wawa.
Wow, son. Why was this that shit, boy?
I know about Wawa, but I rock with Publix, man. I rock. We got a spot called Harris Teeter out here, man, and that's where I get those from.
Okay.
And I want to shout out my son's team, Hutchinson. They just won their playoff game, so they're going to the championship.
That's what's up, man.
14th in Little Rock, Arkansas, man. They playing. I don't know who they're playing yet. So
you gonna go out there?
Yeah. I probably will.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to your son, man. Making it to the championship, man. That's big time, man. Any title's a title, man.
Man, he's been searching for a ring for the long, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In high school, man. These guys got knocked out the first round of the playoffs, like his junior and senior year, man. And they was the heavy favorites. You know what I mean? But yeah, he trying to get this ring, man. So hopefully Hutchinson can get it.
Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. Shout out to your son, man. Yeah, man, I want to give a shout out to UM Mike, UM Radio Mike, man. We chopped it up on the DM.
McCoy. Yeah.
Yeah, man, we're going to have him on the show next week. You know what I mean? Got Jordan coming on the show next week. Shout out to them, man. We just going to keep building, man. We just going to keep growing this podcast, man. Yeah. I really enjoy doing it, man. You always bring the energy, Joe. We talk about it. We chop it up. And yeah, you always, every podcast consistently, right? This is that top five, top three recruiting class, recruiting questions. You always bring me a question that I had. You always give me a perspective I hadn't thought of, man.
Okay.
And that's why I love having these conversations with you, bro.
No doubt. Same with you, man. Same thing. I love it, man. I love it. And please don't forget to like, subscribe. Mm-hmm. You know, please subscribe. You know, get them subs.
Hit them comments, man. Hit them comments. Let us know what you think, man. Yes, sir. We're here, man. This isn't a family show because this ain't for that. We cuss a lot on the show. I do, especially. So, you know what I mean? Like, this ain't a family show, but we a family here, man. It's a UM podcast, man. This is what we do. We got love for the squad, and I might always get hyped when somebody puts that UM hat on from the table, man, but we're going to see how they build it, man. We got nothing else, man. Remember, it's all about that U.
All day.